One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get a check 1, 2, 3. Let me go ahead and get it. That'll be a check 1, 2, 3. Let me get a check 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 3 there, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Are you with me? Joey D, are you with me?
I'm here, Bob. I'm here. I've been here, by the way, for the last 7 minutes in the waiting room.
Joey D, are you with me?
I am here, Bob.
Joey D, can you hear me? It's never easy. It's just never easy. It's some of the craziest. Check 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you, Bob.
Okay. Can you hear me, Joey?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm with him. Am I coming in crisp?
Yeah, it sounds fine. Sounds good.
All right, Mikey V. Do we have Mikey V in the house? Now we don't have Mikey V. Now Mikey V is not connected.
This guy
show,
is...
man. I tell you, bro. Look.
We were ready, Bob. You and I were ready.
Sure. Here's the deal.
Now, if the
Joe,
shoe was on the other foot, you'd be getting lambasted right now.
Totally. And you know what, Joe? He said to me, he said, if we don't start at 12 o'clock, I'm not going to be able to do the show. If he wasn't coming off one of the greatest internet performances.
By the way, the amount of flags in the background there, it looks like he's
crazy,
in the United Nations. It looks
be better, man, because you know what? This guy wants to bust our balls constantly for not being prepared for the Wi-Fi
now he's frozen.
Going out. His Wi-Fi just went out. It's the 12 o'clock start. He's nowhere to be found.
I changed my whole schedule to do a 12 o'clock time.
I mean, come on, man. It's just a fucking circus here.
Mikey V's connecting to the audio.
He's nowhere to be
Mikey
found.
Mikey V did
man.
Not connect
it's
to
like,
the audio.
Come on, man.
I'm in, baby. I'm in.
There he is. Let's give it up for Mikey V. Welcome back.
Come on now. I'm fucking family vacation. This is the best I could do, Bob.
Mikey, let me tell you something.
It's not as good as, I got a better match than you got in the studio. It's sad, but it's true.
Coming off the performance that we just got from Mikey V. Spanky's Gourmet and the food.
I deserve
challenge.
A little leeway.
Oh, for let me tell you, this
yeah,
is
he's
your
gonna
week,
get a little
pal.
Bit. He gets a little bit. Yeah,
you're not.
Sure.
Thank you, boys.
Yeah, you're not gonna see.
Wow, look at the cranium there. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a big.
Wow, like, the steak
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, this is the month of Mikey V, man. Mikey, you're free now. Now you win football. You're free.
You feel liberated.
I got to tell you, I feel great.
Yeah,
you look good.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. I've got nothing but positive feedback on it, to be honest. I've been getting very positive feedback on it. Working on a little tan. I got SPF 70 on it out of respect, out of safety's sake. And I think it's going to work good. I think I'm going to just roll with it.
Yeah, Mikey, it really does, man. I mean, you're free. You are past the – by the way, I took a shot at him on Twitter. Because he put up on Twitter that he did it, and I took a shot. And mind you, I'm the last person that should be taking a shot because my day's coming too.
I didn't, you know what, Bob? I didn't construe that as a shot. I didn't take that as a shot at all. I thought it was actually a compliment.
I put up. You know, Joe, you know the bald porn star that people always.
Yeah, Johnny Sins.
That's right. I put that up. And let me tell you something, man. Mikey V's, that audience, they come at you. They fucking rip me. Bob, you're up next. Oh, they came for me, man. Bob, you got a week left. Who the fuck are you?
The voices are part of the same breed of the Jerry Don, you know, the same breed.
Jerry Army.
I got killed. But Mikey, how does it feel? I mean, you're free now to where now.
You broke the chains.
You do the show. Everybody's already seen it. You're almost by. You get by that first week, and you're home free.
Yeah. I mean, I think the best decision ever was to do it right before vacation because, you know, you're away from home. You're away from work. You're just down here. Nobody really knows you, although I did get a couple people run into me, a couple voiceless people came up to me. They were like the voiceless, which is real special. Obviously, we got the flag. We got the
How could they miss you?
Flying.
I mean, you're – You talk about putting yourself out there. For those who can't see, for those on the audio, Mikey V is at the beach right now. Jersey Shore, as far as I'm concerned, I could be wrong, but the Fighting V's don't go anywhere but the Jersey Shore. And he's got the flags up. He's got the Have a Day flag up. He's got the Bears flag up, the Italian flag up. It looks ridiculous.
It looks like the United Nations, Bob. It looks like he's, you know.
I mean, Joe, is that not a little much?
You could find Mikey V from a distance, but God, with those fights, you could see him from New York.
So here's the thing is, like, you know, we have like five tents set up. There's about 40 of us, 35 to 40 of us. So we have all those flags because it's a landmark. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of kids, you know, so when the more stuff you have that's easily identifiable, the kids could find it real fast. Everybody could find it real fast. That's why we do it. It works really well, actually. So and Mikey, we love flying the flags.
You put up one flag.
One flag's no good. So if you're going to do an American flag, Bob, you're like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry on the beach. Everybody's got an American flag flying. You're not differentiating yourself.
This
you're not separating yourself from
special
the
special breed, Bob.
So, Mikey, let me ask you, for the vacations, do you have to, as far as the kids go, for the parents to go out at night, do you have a babysitter that comes by at night? How does that work?
So every night, go out to dinner with the kids, except one night because we're with our so I'm with my in-laws, right? And everyone here also is with their parents or their in-laws. So Wednesday of this week, all the guys are, we have a 6:30 tea time at Cape May National. So we're going golfing Wednesday morning. And then Wednesday night is like kids night, we call it, where it's just us. The parents will watch the kids and we'll go out to dinner and we'll get after it on Wednesday. Wednesday's our night.
Interesting.
So that's what we do. Yeah.
Take. We got to talk about it, man. Mikey V putting together and beating that Spanky's Gourmet time. It is one. I mean, Joe, you came in on the live. Was that not to beat the time being? And for those who don't remember, five patties, hamburger with the bread, 1 pound of fries. He had 6 minutes and 30 seconds to do it. That I am absolutely amazed that he was able to beat that.
You didn't think he could do it at all, no?
No way. No way. I'm being honest. No way.
I had a lot of doubts myself, if I'm being totally transparent. I knew if it was 9 minutes, I said there I would crush 9 minutes. I said I would crush it. Like, I really thought if I had taken a little bit more time, I would have landed in the high sevens, low eights. I would have crushed it. The 6:30 really had me nervous. It had me nervous. But you know what? It was really, really terrible. I will never do it again. But I set the bar high. I'll never do it again, Joe. I can't do that again.
Maybe not that challenge, but you should do another one.
Yeah,
that was
Mike,
electric.
You set the tone to where this could be an annual thing. It doesn't have to be the burger challenge. But
so
I would
someone
now...
asked me, what would you do if you were to do another eating challenge? I'd be very interested in taking on someone, a shrimp cocktail record. I could bang back.
That's a fun one. Joey D has got his hand up. Joey D.
I have one that I think Mikey V would do well, knowing how much he likes.
Don't say hot dog, Joe, because I hate hot dogs.
No, I know. Why would I say something you hate?
I don't know.
Pancakes, blueberry pancake challenge for Mikey V. How many could he do?
Dominic could probably do more than I can.
You said you love Ollie V.
I will say,
I do.
Ollie V makes a very good. I've had one of the Ollie V blueberry pancakes. It's very good. It really is, and it's healthier for you. It's not one of these pancakes that are gonna cancel your entire day. It's very good for you.
How did you feel after doing it? Like, did you just feel like bloated the whole day?
Joe, I didn't eat any solid meals for 24 hours. I ate for a full day.
I mean, with your diet, you hadn't eaten a solid meal in 2 months.
That's ridiculous. That's not true. But I literally could not even fathom the idea of eating anything for 24 hours. And then finally I ate, and I felt like shit. Everything was sitting like right up here. Nothing was digesting. It was all just lodged in my upper respiratory system, it felt like. I will ask you this, Bob, because someone asked me this. So I did a Twitter Spaces the night after I did the challenge as like a post-game press conference. And someone asked me a very interesting question, and I'd love to get Joey's take on it. Someone asked, do you think Bob could do the challenge in the regular allotted time? So the regular allotted time is 15 minutes. The challenge actually is just, can you eat that in under 15 minutes? That's the original challenge. And I really was like, that's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I would say, by the way, Bob was looking at that burger and how intimidated he was, I don't know if he could do it. I don't know.
No, I think he could.
Okay.
I
saw this man turn it up a notch. When we did the taco challenge, he had 17 tacos. And okay. He gets to the point where he kind of revs it up. He dials it in a little bit and goes up a gear. I think if he had to, like, if, you know, gun to his head, I do think Bob could do it in 15 minutes. I think he'd be like the 13, 14 minute mark. He'd be right around there. But I think he could do it. I really do too.
I think it would be very close. I will say this. Part of it was a joke about it being the most incredible internet feed I've ever seen. But in all honesty, looking at that hamburger and watching Mikey V do it with that short of time, I was absolutely amazed.
He hammered down the hamburger within
no
like
way.
I gotta tell you, the hamburger almost done in a minute and a half. He had it down the gullet.
Joe, I gotta be honest, the patties I thought would go down the easiest of all items. I'm going to tell you the easiest things of all of that challenge in order. The easiest thing was the buns. When you dip them in the water, they evaporate.
Yeah.
The water method evaporates.
Had to do it.
It's insane. It's insane. The water method is undefeated. Number two, the fries, believe it or not, the fries went down. The patties were the most difficult thing. When I was chewing them, and they just wouldn't go down. It was like it was stuck.
Because of the cheese, there was a lot of cheese on that too.
I think it was just the fact that it was just five thick insane patties. That's what I think it was. I just think I underestimated.
But you know what, Mikey V, that's crazy that you say that, because it looked like you put the patties and the burger down with ease, like.
But you got to remember
fries.
But you got to remember that was me at my most ravenous. Also, I was at the very beginning, so I was ravenously hungry to start the challenge. I was starving, so like I knew I would rip through them. But the point is, when I was chewing them, I was trying to swallow the patties, and I literally was—I was like almost gagging. I couldn't get them down. It was so much more difficult than I expected. The fries—it was just the sheer volume. Fries. It wasn't that they were hard to get down. It was just there were so many. It was like a never-ending plate of fries. It was insane. It was insane.
Bob, do you think that him doing this cleanse beforehand, do you think that was aiding or embedding his like performance? Do you think if he would have just been eating regularly and did that, he would have been better off? Or do you think
there's two theories?
The one theory to me is that because he ate less, his stomach maybe shrunk a little bit and he wasn't used to eating as much. But then the other flip side of that is maybe he was so hungry because he hadn't eaten a big meal in a while that he was able to do it. What do you think? I don't know how to see it.
I was definitely worried about it. I think if you ask one of these eating guys, if you ask the Joey Chestnuts of the world, I bet scientifically it doesn't help you. I think it hurts you. If I had to guess,
agree.
I could be wrong. But if
I did a little research, and I was like,
of course you did.
I googled day of eating contest preparation a couple days before, and they said in the week leading up, the couple like 72 hours before, you need to have one max out meal a day plus your regular meals. So the 2 days before, I had two gigantic dinners, not bad dinners per se, like not sloppy food, but I had huge dinners the night before and the night before that. So two nights in a row, I went balls to the wall with a huge dinner. And then the day of, it said to wake up extra early. It said, don't eat any solid food, just have a protein shake or something, and then stretch your stomach with water at around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, which is what I did. And it worked. It worked. I mean, it worked. It worked. And listen, it may not work for everybody, but it worked for me. And it seemed like a reputable source. So I took the ball and ran with it, and it worked out.
Did
I tell you what ain't working is that audio. That audio,
I know, man. That audio is gonna be. It's tough. It's gonna be a rough listen for the folks this week. It really is, dude. I mean, I've had some bad ones.
I'm on a beach. I don't know what to tell you. I'm on a beach.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day. A product that I use and take every single day. Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong.
I mean, and listen, the dedication's there. There's no questioning that, but it sounds like we have him calling in from fucking Ohio or some shit.
It's like he's Tom Hanks from Castaway right now trying to do a podcast with Tom. It's a tough live
from a cave in Russia. We have
tough listen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, fellas, question for you. I really hope that one of you guys did it. I'm not so sure that you did. And I really got a lot of feedback on it to where I do think this is the new wave. Did you end up giving that bagel a try, Joey D, with the bacon, egg, and cheese and the scallion cream cheese on the bagel?
I don't think it's for me, Bob.
But you owe it to me to at least try it, though.
I mean, I'm willing to try it. I just don't think it's like – I don't think you need a spread when you have bacon and eggs on top of it. Like,
But keep in mind, the big reason why you're doing – first off, I'm telling you it plays. But secondly, what it does is the bacon, egg, and cheese isn't enough. It adds that extra element to where that cream cheese now makes it to where it is enough.
Maybe, I mean, listen, I'm willing to try it. If it was like butter or something, I could see like it working. But with the cream cheese, I don't know with the eggs and stuff. I'm willing to try it. I have not done it yet, though, Bob. To answer your question, I've not done it. I don't know if it's for me. I'm willing to try. If you really want me to try it, I'll try to give you my honest God feedback. Michael, I really will.
I haven't tried it yet, but now I've heard from another person other than you, Bob, and I don't remember who it was. They must have listened to the podcast. It was one of my buddies. I just forget who. And they co-signed it. They co-signed it.
Yeah, I got a lot of co-signed. I'm telling
you. Wow.
They did it. So now, all right. I'll try it.
If it was like a couple people that came to my defense, I would say maybe you back off of it. I had so many people come to me and say, Bob, this is real.
I did see that.
Who suggested that you did it in the first place?
I've seen it. Remember I told you about the TikTok guy that keeps gaining weight?
Oh, yeah, the TikTok guy.
Yeah, he's terrific.
You have so many of these TikTok food guys, I don't even know which one you're talking
Beautiful
about.
Beautiful thing. Look, there's a lot in the game. There's a lot in the game, but I'm a sucker for it every single time. Or even
not
like
many
the
game,
guys.
Not many in the game could finish that burger in under 6 minutes, 30 seconds.
No, that's correct. That's
just so we're clear.
What we need to also state is the fact that we had, what, like 5,000 people in the live, like, going nuts? Well, we...
How we doing? How are you?
Mickey Volps. Big time guys.
Adam, another cast of characters here.
Big fan of the pro.
Nice to meet you, big dog. Pleasure.
Love you guys.
I mean, are we running a podcast here, Bob, or what the fuck's going on here? I mean, dude, this is, you swear we're on a FaceTime right now just shooting the shit, like,
Joe, you know what, Joe? I show up week in and week out. One week I'm going on vacation. I'm still here. I'm trying to do my best. What would you like from me, Joe?
Maybe not half the beach come and say hello and during the podcast, you know?
That's one of my dearest friends, Joe.
I'm sure he's a hell of a guy. I love all your friends. I'm just saying, you know, it's just – It sounds like we're listening to you through a muffler. And then we got, you know, we got friends of the pod coming in and saying hello during the podcast.
Well, he dropped off a cocktail.
Though, all right. Well, that was very thoughtful of him. I'm thinking of the listener, Bob. I'm thinking of the
listener. All right. Look, I respect that. The problem is for me, I'm glad you said something, Joe, because I don't have the leg to stand on, because usually the audio issues have been me. Mikey does show up every week. Now, this is a bad week for him. There's no doubt about it. But I can't. I'm in no position.
It's almost like he anticipated that it was going to be an off week, and so put on the performance of a lifetime prior in order to compensate for the.
That is so bogus.
I'm just saying, Bob. It's no coincidence that the burger thing happened. You know, a couple days before we have the worst audio, and I'm not blaming
Joe. You want to know something scary, and Bob, you want to know something scary, very scary. Yeah. The fact that I came in at 6 minutes and 8 seconds and only beat that challenge by 21 seconds, which I guess in the world of eating may be a significant margin. I don't know. I'm not a professional contest eater, even though I'm probably better than 70% of the professionals out there. But that's a story for another day. The fact that I only came in at 6:08, I thought when I finished those patties, I was like, I'm going to do this in like 5 minutes. And the fact that it took me every single ounce of energy and might and determination to clock a 6:08 is frightening. It's frightening.
Who is this other guy who did the 6:29? Because he might come back. He might come back for the throne.
He was there the day of. He was at the challenge when I did it. He was there in the audience watching.
Oh,
live.
Whoa. Well, but whoa. Yeah. So why didn't
you? So is he going to come back and try to beat you again?
Yeah, my God.
But Mikey, I can't believe you didn't hand it over to him. I would have loved an interview with him.
So here's the thing, Bob. He walked in as I had already started, and people in the place were like, oh. And I was like, what are they doing? Who is this kid? Like, I have no idea who he is. Turns out it was him. He chirped a little bit at the end too.
Did he really?
He goes, the hard thing was I wasn't even really hungry when I did this challenge. I go, okay.
Now, what do we do, Bob, if this kid comes back and dethrones Mikey V?
Are you not coming back? Mikey's saying that he ain't doing nothing. Mikey, you're like a UFC fighter to where all that training that went into it and everything, you get some time off for sure. Well-deserved.
Like 6 months or 4 months.
Yeah, that's about what they take. 4 to 6 months.
Bob is like fucking P.T. Barnum. He is really.
By the way, Bob has no idea who that is.
None.
Bob, have you ever heard of the Barnum and Bailey Circus?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, P.T. Barnum was like the guy who he was the circus leader. He was like the. Bob's just. It's a good joke.
My freak will be back in like 6 months. Okay, just give me 6 months. We need 6 months before.
No, but legitimately, I do wonder. Like, this kid might come back. Is he a big kid?
I saw a picture of him.
So he's in that picture, Bob. That's why I had no idea when he walked in. I was like, that's not you. I go, the picture I saw was a fat kid. This kid is an in shape 21-year-old stallion. This kid's in shape.
No.
This kid is in shape. And when you're that young, you could just do things that people at my age can't do anymore. You know, you could drink like a bottle of Jack Daniels, wake up the next morning and run a half marathon. I can't do that yet.
I tell you what, I used to be able to do things.
It took its toll on me. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think, too, just from a mental standpoint, when I turned 30, I don't know how much of it's mental, but even just hearing, I used to say my age, and people always think I'm older than I am. People used to say, man, you're so young. You're 30 years old. What's that?
That being said, Mikey V, you got to hear what happened. This kid's back is in shambles.
Oh, don't do that.
The guy told me he was on pickleball. This guy just airs it all out. I don't want to talk about my back.
Well, to be honest, Bob, we're talking about how we're getting older and how we're falling apart a bit.
I mean, you know what?
I feel I'm honestly offended that Bob didn't take solace and it didn't take shelter in confiding with me about his back. He knows I have documented back problems.
Big. Apparently, your back's bound to be, you know, in shambles. You've got a large spine.
Maybe that could help Bob out. He doesn't tell me these things.
First off, you guys are 7 years older than me, to where it's more appropriate if you guys get back problems. It really is. But to have to go to the emergency room for my back.
Was it a herniated disc? What was it? Is it scoliosis?
All right, so here's how
God forbid.
I'll be completely honest with you. I got off of a Zoom call, okay, and I was at my parents' place in Jupiter, and I wish it happened at the gym or something. But it didn't. I just got off the Zoom call.
Did you sneeze and you're back?
Come on, man.
That happens to people, Bob. I'm being serious.
No, I was on a Zoom call and I got out of the chair and it was like a terrible.
He was having spasms.
It's really embarrassing, bro. I told him about it. I told him on the hospital. He was cracking up. It's very embarrassing. And
no, because it's not like he heard it playing pickleball or golf or he was like running or working out. He got off a chair and he pulled his back out.
Yeah.
Listen,
we always said Bob was an old soul. I mean, now he really is.
It's really embarrassing.
Some of the Zoom call negotiations can get
they're real rigorous.
My back just went into a spasm and I couldn't move.
It's the worst. I was literally up on the floor for an hour before I could move. The last time I turned my back out, it was horrible.
You should see a chiropractor, Bob.
And my mom and dad had no idea what to do. It was very bizarre. I couldn't move. It was terrible. And
how'd they get you up?
Well, they helped me. It took me to get into the car because my sister said I got to go to the emergency room. It took me about, I would say, 20 minutes to get into the car. It was terrible. I couldn't move. But we get to the hospital, and, you know, once you go to the emergency room, you're in there. You know you're dedicating your next 5 hours to that place, minimum. The whole thing goes down. Long story short, you almost, when the doctor comes in, they did the CAT scans. I mean, you almost want them to say that they see something, A, so you could target what just happened, but B, so you don't look like an asshole for just putting up the scene that you just put in. My mom and dad came to the emergency room with me, so they're there for 5-6 hours. The doctor comes in, and not only does he say, "I see nothing," he said, "I see absolutely nothing on the CAT scan."
That's tough. That's
it
tough.
Really was. I mean, it's
so
good.
So what did they diagnose you with? It's not scoliosis, is it?
He thinks it's muscular, he said. He thinks I pulled
muscular? What does that even mean?
I had such a good one-line joke for that line right there when he asked, what do you think it is? But I can't say it.
Well, now you got to say.
I can't. I'll get canceled, Bob.
I can't. Fair enough.
Well, that audio keeps up. You might get canceled for that first.
I mean, Joe, I'm being honest.
This is worse than any Bob's audio.
This is the most disgusting audio. To the point where it's really cramped my style, and it's made my back hurt even more.
Wait a minute. You guys have heard
literally every word I've said. Every word, because you're responding to everything I'm saying.
We have headphones on. Yeah. The listener at home, on you know.
The listener is going to hear crystal clear. Don't you worry about it. Crystal clear.
But,
crystal.
You know,
comment below if you hear crystal.
We're going to go to the buy or sell. But I will say, for the doctor to not just say, it was like he was taking a shot at me. For him not
yeah,
just to
that's
say,
obnoxious. You don't need the absolute.
No, and it made me, you know, feel like I kind of wasted my mom and dad's time. To not just say nothing
Bob, absolutely. What is your pain threshold like on a meter of that's 1 to 10?
That's
like,
a great
are
question.
Are you able to take pain well, or are you a bit of a bitch?
Well, right now I'm at...
I'm just asking from like a 1 to 10, and be honest, like, we're not questioning it, but like on a 1 be to honest. 10, like, I'll tell you right now, my pain threshold is very, very high, but when I get sick with like a cold or something, I'm awful. But like, if it comes to physical pain, I can take a lot of it, as you can see with the garage door video. I mean that's.
I would say the pain of it happening when it happened was a 9 to 10. My threshold, I'd say, is about a 5.
Okay, that's not very good.
It's a 5. I mean, it's mid range. I'm mid range.
How about
saying you're
about
a 5?
Joe asked that question. And he's like, if I'm going to be honest, my pain threshold is as high as it could be, Bob.
Of course.
I didn't say it. I did not say high as it could be.
Do you think, would you expect anything less?
And by the way, I did also say that I'm not good when I get sick. When I get sick, I'm a little whiny baby. But like,
that's a man thing, though. Anytime a guy has a cold, it's like the thing. It's like, you know, guys with a cold act like they're like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
9 months pregnant. Like, that's a
thing.
I think that's far for the course.
And then just to cap it all off, the doctor says, you know, take a few days and see if it's back to normal. So now the back's fine, but it was tough, man. You don't.
Well, we need that back good for Canada, dude.
No, I feel great now. It's gone.
Well, it's never been better. You should see a chiropractor, though, Bob. Because they're specialized.
Was it upper or lower back? Upper or lower?
It started on my ab region and it transferred.
Scoliosis.
It transferred to my back. It was bizarre. It started at the ab, and it transferred over to my back. It was bizarre. But I never had.
You may want to invest in a foam roller.
Come on, man. I don't need a. I've never had
scoliosis. The rib cage.
All right, don't do it.
Scoliosis. This is the rib cage can be pushed against the heart and lungs, causing breathing problems, making it hard and difficult. So it could have been
Joe. Joe, he doesn't have scoliosis, Joe.
You believe this guy, man? Accuse me now of scoliosis. Joe, do me a favor. Can we go to the buyer cell?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I just care about my friend. I'm sorry. I'm worried about your well-being. You should go to a chiropractor, in all honesty.
Honestly,
Bob.
Joe, I'm surprised you didn't tell me that I got cancer.
Well, I wouldn't
name
say
of
that.
Name of the episode has to be Bob has scoliosis. That would bang.
Bobby, no, Bob, the curious case of Bobby Backbones.
That's really good. By the way, I will say, and I do want to apologize, this is the worst episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show we have ever put out.
No, it's true.
This is the worst.
I mean, in terms of like production value.
No, you know what? I think we've come in very low energy. I think Mikey's audio, it's like he's coming from under the ocean.
What are you talking about, Bob?
It's been a terrible episode.
I disagree. I don't think it's been a bad episode. I think production value.
I will go ahead and bet you that this episode does more views on YouTube than the last episode. How much do you want to bet?
He's going to be refreshing his computer.
Oh, Mikey, I'll put anything you want.
Let's put a dinner on it.
How about this? We'll put the loser has to do a food challenge in 4 to 5 months.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so you either have to double down. What's wrong with that?
That's fine.
I think that's a great idea.
It's really good.
That's fine.
By the way, the last episode broke the top 100. So,
trust me. That's why I want to do the bet. That's a done deal.
More views on YouTube for this episode than the last episode. That's the bet. Bob,
okay, but when do we? Hey, wait. When do we count it by? What we should say by the time that we film the next Brilliantly Dumb Show, we take a look. And that's when we judge by. I think that's the parameters.
For sure.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Mind you, I have a week. I get an extra week.
The title, but I have a caveat. The title of the episode has to be Bob Has Scoliosis.
Oh, that's tough.
That's pretty fucked up, man. You guys are fine. Bob Has Scoliosis.
It'll do numbers.
Well, that's not good for you, Bob. Yeah, but and both people are gonna
listen.
Bob's gonna jump on another interview, and the first question is gonna be like, "So how's the scoliosis going?"
Bob's gonna be on Make a Wish pretty soon.
I'd rather not do Bob as scoliosis, but if that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do.
But by the way, Bob, please see a chiropractor. Just do it. It's
fuck off.
Get a foam roll.
No, I'm not seeing it in a bad way. It's good.
Can we go into our buy or sell?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what's going to happen? People are going to come on. They're going to hear Mikey's audio after they get by the first minute where there wasn't any audio. And they're going to hear his audio and they're going to say, I am getting the fuck out of there. Because the last thing that I want to do in the middle of July is look at a flying Chicago Bear flag while a guy sits on a beach trying to do a podcast. And I love you, Mikey. And I've had some bad audio, so I can't talk. But this episode stinks.
Well, one of the best things about the episode is the cranium.
And by the way, you can't ask Joe, because after every week, after every episode, Joe will turn to the text message and be like, I think that was a banger, boys. That was like, Joe, he sucked.
I got to be honest. I think this episode's going to hit. I really do. Now, the first minute, just edit the first minute out. Just cut the first minute out.
No, I think
you
got it.
As if we don't do that.
No, I don't think. I think you
got to
keep it in.
Well, here's the thing. Why would you say it would be detrimental to the episode and then say leave it in? Why would you say that? That makes no sense.
Because people need to understand the nature of the struggle. We don't edit things here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Some things.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. From time to time. From time to time. Usually it's Joey D being edited out for something ridiculous that he said. If we're being honest.
No, that's not true.
Joe, if we do a ratio of the things that have had to be cut from this show, you ask the big ticket, the percentage of things.
I don't think I need to be edited that much.
Joe's got the lion's share. He's got the lion's share.
You know what? Hopefully he's not on Do Not Disturb. Let's call it Ticket.
Ticket's definitely on Do Not Disturb.
Mike, what would you say the percentage is? Real quick, Mikey B.
I would say 75%.
75%?
75%?
Yes.
Hey, Ticket, you're on the Brilliantly Dumb Show here.
Fantastic. I'm in the car.
Question.
Hey, by the way, Ticket, your audio is almost as good as Mikey V's.
He can't hear you. Ticket, let me ask you something.
I heard him perfectly clear, so.
It's not about you hearing him, though, Mikey. It's about him hearing you.
Yeah.
Just ask him the fucking question, Bob.
All right. Okay, he can hear you, actually. Take a question. What percentage out of the three of us, as far as things that you need to cut week to week on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, what percentage would you say is Joey D?
Oh, it's well over 80%.
Yes, take it. Yes.
Okay, let's go into our buy or sell. Jesus Christ. Joey D, buy or sell.
I'm buying this week. As you guys saw, I took a real beating on the beach on 4th of July. I got burnt to an absolute crisp. It was not good. Now Bob's left his computer, you know. All right, there he is. I thought he left. So I got burnt to a crisp. I'm buying this week natural organic aloe vera. Like, to buy it at the store is so much better. You cut the leaf open and you take the actual plant and you rub it all over your chest. It is so much better than any of that byproduct of like whatever it is that they use with chemicals and all the shit that they put in the can. Like, that aloe vera is not good. Buy the organic aloe vera. Bob, you look like you've seen a ghost or something. I'm telling you, for future use, go to the store, get the natural organic, like the leaf, the aloe vera leaf, cut it open, and it's like slimy inside, and you grab it and you just apply it all over your chest. It does wonders. It made a lifetime of a difference, because I thought I was going to be in a world of pain, and I was originally, and this stuff helps immensely. Like, people need to know about it.
Mikey V, your thoughts?
I mean, I gave all my thoughts on my Instagram stories. I mean, I did the Joey Krabs. Listen, Joe got burnt to a crisp. I mean, he was burnt bad. And listen, It's funny on the one hand, but on the other, Joe is not a spring chicken, and I'm concerned about Joe's skin, and I think he should go see a dermatologist, because after a burn like that, Joe, that was a severe burn. You were approaching second degree burn right there. You're lucky you didn't blister. I'm serious.
Well, I'm that one buying the aloe vera.
Okay.
I took measures into my own hands. By the way, like, what people need to realize, it was overcast that day at the
beach.
It wasn't a scorcher. I didn't even think, and it was only for like a couple hours. I had my shirt off and I put this SPF 30, which, by the way, anything under SPF 50 can go kick rocks, because fucking apply it. It's useless.
I have 70 on my dome right now.
70 SPF.
So do you have to put it now on your head, Mikey?
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, it'll, Bob.
It'll fry like an egg.
And then how?
That's right. I just said that, but yes.
How often do you have to shave that, Mikey?
Every other week. Day.
Really?
Every other day, Joe.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Well, because once it starts growing in, then that ain't no good. You got to commit.
No. We're committed full time here. Look at this. Look at that little shine right there, though.
Yeah, there's a little spit shine on that thing.
Yeah, there is. There's a little gleam on it, isn't there?
By the way, I will say too, before we continue, getting praise from Urlacher is humongous.
Oh, yeah.
8.75 Urlacher.
Because Urlacher set it. You know, we call it the Statham, but Urlacher, he was setting that trend for a long time.
He sure was, Joe. But you like how he had to throw in that he was a 10? He's not wrong, but he has to throw that in because he's the most competitive person I've ever spoken to in my entire life.
We might see him at the tournament, Bob.
He makes me look like he's not. If you do, let me know. If he's going to – I can text him and ask him if he's going to
be out there. Last year. I was in Harrah's, the casino. He walked by and I was like, hey, Brian. He like looked at me like, do I know you? I'm like, oh, I'm friends with Mikey V. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, that's the scene. Kind of walked by.
Let me say this.
Wait,
like,
Joe,
he really didn't know who the fuck you were.
Hold on. I had never
I said, bear down. And he's like, oh, okay, nice. Now tell him, tell him to say hi. Just continued on his day, right. Like, continued on his day, Bob, like he had never seen a thing.
You had never told me this.
I was with Perez. I can't make this up.
And you saw Urlacher and you dropped.
He was at the tournament last year. He was in the casino. He walked by. I was like, hey, what's up, Brian? Blah, blah, blah. And he was, by the way, super nice guy. But it looked at me like he just had no clue what I said, you know, bear down, cuz. He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like one of those, like, it wasn't like a first name basis. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if this story is
complete bullshit or nothing, because me and Brian text probably once a week, I would say. So I find this story hard to believe, but we'll buy it, though. We'll buy it for the fun of the show. We'll buy it. That's fine.
Bob, if we see him, we can ask him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, ask him.
Ask him. And he's going to say, okay.
Yeah, hey, Joe, if only Mikey V could defend himself, problem is he's got no audio. He can't even
He's in court without a lawyer right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to take the stand myself, please. By the way, this episode's getting better by the minute, Bob. We got some problems.
You know what? It's been a good episode.
Mikey V might end up winning after all.
Mikey V, buy or sell. And there you have it. There's Mikey V's buy or sell.
No, I'm going to sell hard.
He's going to sell on the beach.
I'm going to sell very hard. I'm going to sell this whole Tom Brady, Kim Kardashian thing, man. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it very hard. There is no way. And I don't want to overstate this because obviously it's been put out there, but we can record, but I was on top of this. When I saw the picture of Tom Brady at that white party, when I saw his picture, I put out on Twitter before the Kim Kardashian news, I said, something looks off here. Something looks off with Brady. Something is wrong. And then come to find out a day later, he's flirting around with Kim K.
Tom Brady, there, this guy.
I mean, good for him, man.
No.
Whoa,
not good for him.
Wait, Joe, I thought you hate Tom Brady.
His standard, Tom Brady's standard is so much higher than Kim Kardashian, bro. You can't go from Giselle, who's a legitimate businesswoman, made her money the correct, and go to Kim Kardashian.
Listen, if he's just
he's a divorcee. What better way to get back on the hall?
If he's just going to bang her, that's one thing. If he's going to date her, that's an
edit right there.
No, it's not an edit. That should not be an edit. Because let me explain.
That 80% just went down, Bob.
So let me ask you this, Joe. You're Tom Brady, and you're going to date Kim Kardashian. And then when your son, who I don't know how old his oldest son is, but he's in his teens, I believe. He does a Google search of Kim Kardashian, and he finds the video of her riding on Ray J and doing things to Ray J. That's going to be something that you're comfortable with, your son watching.
Listen, I mean, all I'm saying is he's trying to get back.
It's no good.
You got to get back on the wagon. She's one to get on the wagon with.
Okay, get on her wagon one time and move to a different wagon. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
She's got a wagon big enough for half the continental United States. You get on it one time and you move on. Don't date her. I really got to sell it very hard if he's considering dating Kim Kardashian.
I don't think we're going to see dating. But by the way, the guy's in his 40s. He's doing very well for himself. He's still got some swag.
You know,
she's in her 40s too, Joe.
Is she really?
Spring chicken.
I think she's in her 30s.
Yes.
No, she's in her 40s for sure.
She's in her 40s, Joe. She's in her 40s.
No, here's what I will say. I'm a big Kim Kardashian guy. I think she takes a lot of unnecessary heat. I've always supported Kim Kardashian. As far as the Tom Brady thing goes, it surprises me. I always
thought
that Tom Brady, when he retired, and not to say that it's not his right to be able to go and do this, because he is and he can, but I always thought when Tom Brady retired, you wouldn't see him in this type of way. And I'm not saying that makes me dislike the guy by any means, but it is surprising. I thought it would be
It's beneath him. It's beneath him. Let's call it for what it is. It's beneath him. She's a tabloid TMC, never did anything person in her life until she released a sex tape.
Let's not go too hard on. She's a business lady and a very good. She's a mogul, and you know what? I've heard some really positive things about her, about how she is just day to day and how she is with people. But I get what you're saying, Mike. It's very surprising out of Brady, and he's in all these commercials. And again, not to say that he doesn't have the right to do it. He does. It's just surprising. I thought his retirement would be quieter. I don't think he would want to be as much in the limelight. It's very surprising Joey Diaz's hand up.
I have a theory.
So much for that Michigan man standard that they set over there in Ann Arbor, huh?
This guy's sick. To bring that to a Michigan Ohio State thing is really
since the 80s.
Yeah, the guy is 30 years removed from college. That's great.
The guy's bringing it back.
Can't take the Michigan out of the guys, I guess.
I have a theory, Bob. So my theory is that Tom. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It just said low battery on my headphones. We're really. So here's the thing is Tom Brady is used to being in the limelight. Like Bob said, he likes to be like talked about, known for. Now he just got a divorce. He just retired. My theory is he doesn't want to go out in the dark and nobody remember him. Him going with Kim Kardashian, all of a sudden now the whole world's talking about him again. He doesn't have football at the helm. So this is a way for him to get right back into the middle of all the talks, be relevant, be the person that everyone's talking about. It makes sense.
He's the only thing I will say, Joe.
How in the world could Tom Brady disappear into irrelevance, Joe? He's the consensus best football player in the history of football.
I understand, but you're not talking about him week to week. He was going to be a commentator on Fox.
You know what? Maybe if he took a little bit of time off, maybe a year or a couple of years, and then this came up and right now, he has every right to do it. He has every right to do it. I will say it's surprising. It's really surprising. And now with that being said, I will not talk bad on Kim Kardashian. I think Kim Kardashian is terrific, and I think she's actually – I think she's a good person. I really do, and I think she's a lot of heat. And I do. I mean, what do we have to go off of Kim Kardashian?
What is she? What are you? Are you going to be golfing with her soon? Is that why you're saying this? Is that what's going to happen?
I never understood the heat towards her. Yes, she had the sex tape. Okay, that's out there. So be a lot of people do have sex tapes.
What does he mean
by a lot of people have sex tapes? Who do you know personally that has a sex tape? Nobody.
Jamal Murray's got a sex tape. Dave Portnoy's got a sex tape.
I will say this, that Bob coming to the defense of her, that's the right thing to do. I understand.
Oh, good for Bob.
All right.
Bob might be golfing with her, you know, in a couple months.
I really do believe
that you'll see Bob does sports with the little X symbol and the Jenners right next to it. And you're going to see there's some kind of relationship.
I tell you what, that'll do more views than this episode.
I mean, yeah, of course it will. But this episode is going to do well.
Bobby Scoliosis, I think we should have it titled "Our Worst Episode Yet." And believe it or not, that would actually help get views. I legitimately think it should be "Our Worst Episode Yet."
I don't think it is our worst episode.
But... Oh, Joe, I'm
telling you. No, it's one of the best. Stinks. It's a top five episode.
This thing.
We got to go to Bob for his by herself.
By yourself.
We gotta get rolling here. I got a 5:30 reservation.
This guy, bro. Are you
5:30? You got an hour and a half.
Look, this is his bye week, and everybody gets a bye week. But boy, is he using up every bit of this.
You're goddamn right. I am.
5:30 reservation is not even 4:00 right now.
We have to let the man enjoy his bye week. He earned it. He deserves the bad audio. He deserves the off week. You would like to think he's coming and firing next week because this is.
He is
soaking in the spy week, and he has the right.
You better come out guns blazing next
week. I think this episode will hit.
What did you say?
He's going to go on Twitter and call out the voiceless to go watch the YouTube. That's what he's going to do.
And so what?
I mean, I want this to do well.
Okay. My buy or sell. If we care anymore, because we do got to keep it moving, is he listening? Are you listening,
yeah,
Mikey?
He's listening.
Yes, I'm listening.
No, I'm just making sure.
This is unbelievable. Of course I'm listening. I always listen.
Mikey, I know you watched the UFC card last weekend.
Did you
bet the UFC card?
Yes, multiple times over, yes.
Am I crazy to say that UFC betting might very well fall second behind football for best sports to bet?
No.
Most exciting, yes.
Yeah. What else is there?
Also,
you get screwed by the refs every time there's not a TKO.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like they flip a coin.
Nah, I agree. It's fair.
It's so unpredictable, man. It is so unpredictable. It's bonkers. UFC is bonkers. It's bonkers. Yeah, but I don't know how else to put it.
Tell you what, though, man. I'm buying UFC betting.
Those fights were unbelievable.
Oh my God. They were so good. Bro, you can bet the dogs. I mean, because these underdogs, they have a chance. I mean, everybody's got a puncher's chance in this. It is so much fun. They have it down to such a science to where, even from an entertainment standpoint, when you buy the card, you see the people ringside and you see the different people there. You never know who you're going to see at these events. I just think it is so much fun to bet. It really is, for better for. And I didn't do well Saturday betting it, but even losing, I mean, no, I just about broke even, but even breaking even, it was a fucking blast.
I got to say this is that. UFC betting is just—it's very, very volatile. It's very volatile. Like you had Duplessis; he won that fight when he was a major underdog, which was crazy. You had another big underdog win the second undercard, the co-main event undercard. The underdog won that, which I didn't have that dog. And then the favorite obviously won the main event. But I just think it's a very volatile sport to bet. It's very volatile. It's very difficult to win consistently with the UFC. But that being said, it's an awesome purchase. And listen, they're charging an arm and a leg. That was just
That was an $80 pay-per-view, bro. $80
pay-per-view. That's expensive. Like, I buy it.
Just
like,
go on Reddit. You can get the streams.
No.
Yeah, I know. I don't. I need 4K. No. I need 4K.
No.
Yeah,
just buy the pay-per-view. You got no business. You got no business.
I agree, Bob.
Private streaming. The guy just spent $1,800 to go to Vegas and back.
Joe, you cannot board your dog, pop a bottle of Moet Chandon in a Cabana private.
That was complimentary. That was complimentary.
Joe, the guy spent. Mike,
the point remains, Joe. You boarded your dog. You popped a bottle of champagne at a private Cabana pool party in Vegas, and then you went to Carbone for dinner. You can't be streaming.
By the way, I almost bought Carbone this week. I think it's my favorite restaurant.
Oh boy, But Mikey, could you imagine $1,800 on two tickets?
All right. You know,
it's like at that point, just drive. You know what I mean? Fuck, walk to Vegas for just the principle, and not to say the man doesn't have the
money.
It's
a write-off, Bob. It's a write-off.
But Joe, I don't think you understand how the write-offs work, though, Joe. Just
you don't even know what a write-off is.
It doesn't mean that it makes it free. I almost think that Joey.
I'm deducting the tax that I have to pay at the end of the year.
Yeah, but I almost think that Joe thinks that the write-offs, because now he's having such a good time with that LLC card.
He thinks it's a freebie.
I don't think it's a free ride. I know it's still spending money. That's ridiculous.
That he's doing it with Monopoly money at this point.
No, I'm not doing that. Let's not put anything for the IRS fucking ears in the world to hear. I'm not doing anything wrong. Can we go to the top five?
Mike's got a
5:30 reservation.
Yeah, but Mick Jagger over here has got a reservation that he's got to. He's got to rinse the sand off of his feet.
Wait a minute, man. You guys are all over the fucking country every fucking week, and I got the reservation. Take my kids
and my family out to a nice dinner.
Don't bring the kids into this. Don't do that. Don't bring them into this.
Very nice place, by the way. And I'm going to get my balls broken for that.
You jump in the ocean, you come out, the hair's ready, you don't have to do anything, you're ready to go.
Oh, no.
Joe, I got to shave.
You look great.
I'm stubbling.
You do look great. But don't bring, by the way, don't bring Dom into this. That's not fair to us.
Dom's like, it's a cheat code when you bring the kids into it.
That's not fair to us.
All right, let's do the top five. Let's run the top five.
All right. Let's do the top five. But this is your bye week. I know we're busting your balls, but I do want that on the record that Mikey V got.
Episode's going to hit.
By the way, I'm going to say right now, my top five is pretty flawless. I think I'm winning this week.
Really, Joe? Because I thought you were going to say your top five stinks.
No, I'll admit when I don't have a good top five. This top five is really good.
Okay, all right. Start it off, Joey D. So today's top five. Well, we're going to
be for the record, I've never heard Joe ever say his top five stinks ever once.
Never once.
But this was one of our best top fives.
I don't think it's going to win. But
this is one of our best top fives. And the bottom line is things change, especially with this top five. It was one of the best feedback we've gotten on a top five was this one. This is our updated version of top five athletes you would let date your mother or sister. I don't know which is better.
Sister.
Yeah, let's do top five athletes you would let date your sister. Mind you, this can now be updated. Things change. Joey D, we'll bring it to you.
All right, number five, I'm going to go with a fan favorite, great family guy, says and does all the right things. Best shooter of all time. Give me Steph Curry at the five seed. I think Steph Curry invokes everything that you want in a partner, as someone he's great with his wife. He golfs with his wife. Yeah. I think he's awesome. Number four, not many people would see this, but not only is he a phenomenal athlete, he's soft-spoken, gentle giant, amazing guy. Give me Shohei Ohtani at four. He might need some translating, but that aside, the guy looks as a good a person as you could find. And you know what? In the Asian culture, they revere their wives. So I know that he would treat my sister in the utmost.
Joe, you know nothing.
Shohei Ohtani at four.
Joe, You know.
All right. Let him go. Let him go.
He doesn't know, but he doesn't know anything about
Gentle
Shohei
Giant.
He
wonderful
doesn't even
guy.
Have his own. He doesn't know what he's saying. They don't speak the same language.
Well,
and
there's some translating that would need to happen. But you know what? There would not be a lot of fighting. I can tell you that much.
You know nothing. You are solely going off of the fact that the guy is an amazing.
Do you not love Shohei Ohtani?
I love him.
Have you met one person who doesn't like Shohei Ohtani?
But you don't know him.
I'm just saying, the world loves this guy, Bob, and he's a hell of a guy. And by the way, you'd have to take him on the Yankees in a heartbeat. And number three, I'm going with, this is a no-brainer. You saw the Netflix full swing coverage. Tony Finau, family first guy. That should be non-negotiable. Give me Tony Finau 3. Number two, I'm going, this guy is, he just does everything right across the board. Everything is right. His family's right. By the way, he's got the patience of Job for what he has to deal with in his family life with his brother. I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes at two.
Who's Job?
It's a biblical character, Bob. Unbelievable, man.
That's all right. Just keep going.
Number one.
To tell me you know who Job is?
Yes,
I do, Bob.
A biblical verse, Job had everything stripped away from him from the Lord and still had the patience to still be revered and accept whatever came to him. So it became a saying, he has the patience of Job. And number one, I'm going to go with the guy who just ethically is as good as you can call it. His decision this last year to not go to Saudi Arabia, to play in the MLS. He's been with his wife. He's a family guy. I'm going Leo Messi at number one. This guy is as good across the board as you could find. I tell you what, Bob, that top five is pretty spotless.
I got two in the same top five.
Okay, there you go.
And who's going, me or you, Bob?
I'm going to go. Mikey's got to get to this reservation.
Real.
Don't you feel rushed right now, bro?
I bet you the reservation is a stone's throw away to right on the beach.
I mean, dude,
it's not a stone's throw. It's not a stone's throw. I got to go over the bridge.
Right, we
got to
keep it moving.
We got to break down the tent. I got a lot to do.
Well, but no offense. That's why you don't bring
people there.
Okay. I'm done. Okay. Number five. Spent some time with him this week. This might be a little bit of a bias of a list, but look, a terrific guy. Give me Christian Pulisic at five. Captain America.
He's with a lot of women.
What's that?
He rotates through a lot of women.
This who?
From the sounds of it, he's Captain America. He's coveted by all sorts of women.
You don't think Shohei Ohtani's out with a lot of women?
No, I don't think so, Bob. I don't think so.
Give me Christian Pulisic. I think the kid's terrific. Nice young kid. Really had a good time with him. I think he's fantastic. Pulisic at five. Number four, give me Anthony Volpe. Another friend of the program there. As classy as they come. I mean, the kid.
Bob's taking personal friends now.
What?
It's a personal friends
Mikey,
list.
Mikey.
Who's number three, Max?
He might be.
He's a great kid. He's a great kid.
Keegan Bradley.
He's young, Bob. He's not ready to settle down.
Give me Anthony Volpe at four. Number three, this is where I got a Joey D list, too. I don't have a Joe. I don't have a Joe thing. I take it back. I'm going number three, give me Brock Purdy. I don't think Brock Purdy could hurt a fly.
That's
I really
absurd.
Don't.
Okay.
Why is that absurd?
No, it's just a crazy name. Keep going.
I think it's a good. Give me
you
Brock
don't know
Purdy.
Anything about Brock Purdy.
Yeah, sure I do. I think the way he handles himself is very
classy.
As
much as Brock Purdy as I know about Shohei Ohtani, and I bet you I know more about Shohei.
No, you don't know anything about Shohei Ohtani, Joe. All right, Brock Purdy at three. Number two, give me Christian Kirk.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah, friend of the pod. Hopefully still being that Mikey V body bagged them last year.
And he listens to the pod, too.
Yeah, good friend of the pod. He's been on the pod, believe it or not. Give me Christian Kirk at two. And then number one, I mean, just an absolute no-brainer. You could go ahead and lock me in for Tony Finau in the one spot. As good as they come, Mikey V, we'll send it over to you.
Number five, give me Conor McGregor.
You don't actually know this guy's a scumbag.
This guy
proves, you know what, Mikey?
Proves,
You have totally taken this episode off. You really have. This is like
a 3-for-12 completion with 2 interceptions and a fumble.
This guy continues to prove his loyalty to his family. He's always with his wife. He's always with his kids. You could say whatever you want. He just donated like a $30,000 check from
$30,000. That's like 10 cents.
No, it might be $300,000 check.
$30,000 is an absolute nothing.
He donated $1 million to the Tunnels to Tower Foundation for the 9/11 thing. This guy he's often accused and never ever convicted because he is just a good family guy, man. He's loyal to his family. Mikey, he's loyal to his family.
He's a piece number of four. Trash.
Number four. Give me Tony Finau at number four. I love Tony Finau after seeing the Netflix special. I think he's a great guy. I think he really is a great guy. At number three, I'm going to go ahead and take Aaron Judge. I think Aaron Judge is one of the few good guy superstar athletes left.
I like that a lot.
Give me Judge at number three. At number two, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Bo Nickel. Bo Nickel, the UFC up-and-comer. I think Bo Nickel is a really special guy. If you listen to him talk afterwards, like all he talked about was his wife and she's pregnant, expecting their first kid. Like this guy's something different. No trash talk whatsoever. He just goes in the octagon and destroys everybody. Give me Bo Nickel at number two. And then at number one, I think we got to have a little bit of fun. Number one, you could go ahead and give me, who am I going to take at number one? You can go ahead and give me, Shaquille O'Neal at number one. I would let Shaq date my sister. Number one, give me Shaq. I would take Shaq. Are we there?
All right. Yeah. I didn't see that coming. All right.
I'll take Shaq. Take Shaq.
Okay.
He's a doctor. He has a doctorate.
All right, and then honorable mention, I'll go Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going Luka Doncic.
Honorable mention, I will go. It's a tough one. I'll go. it's very tough. I'll go Justin Fields. Honorable mention. Seems like a good kid.
The only thing worse than the audio is Mikey V's top five this week.
We appreciate you. I do want to clarify before we get out of here that Mikey V does, just to the voiceless, so they don't come at us, he does deserve this off week. So, yes, we bust his balls, but he deserves his off week. He used every single bit of it. But be excited next week. He is going to be back from his trip and ready to rock and roll. But
this is a very good episode, by the way.
But we love you, we appreciate you, and the good news is we're going to see you next week, because there's always a next week here at the Brilliant Dumb Show. We will see you next time. Take care now, folks.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.